accession number 18268, reel 3.
Bob Dare, reel 3. Have you been to see the tank at the museum at
Overloan? Yeah. Yes, I've been many, many times to Overloan, privately, and as a coach diver, I've taken parties in that area to Holland and show them. It's been quite an emotional thing, especially when you take your family and your friends there as well.
And the curators at the museum know of you having taken part in it?
Yes, they know about it. They know the whole story. And actually, in the museum, in the showcases and things going there, my photograph is there, and most other things, they're there. But you see, they went back, a party went back of veterans, Market Garden veterans went, because the operation was called Market Garden at the time, and they went back to the museum and part of their trip, and the whole story was taken to them, the names of the crew and everything else, and I had a wonderful letter back thanking me for the names of the crew and the things. But they were even more pleased to hear the story in detail, which they've published in their magazine, in there, which is their own brochure. You know, when you visit this museum, you can get the one in French, in German, or whatever, but that's the Dutch version.
And have they got everything accurate?
Oh yes, I think they have. Well, I should be going back in September, so if there's anything they want to know, I mean, I've given them information as time's gone on, each time. But like anything else, it's such a wonderful museum. It's expanded no end, you know.
What about your wounds? Did you make a full recovery from
Yes, I mean, absolutely. Ironically, it's only made part of the story, but I broke my right leg 2 years ago, and I went to Chesterfield Hospital. They x-rayed it, put it right, but I was hobbling around till eventually, after about 9 weeks, my left knee swelled up. So I had to go back, and when they took it off, I mean, I was almost a cripple. But when I went back, they x-rayed my knee, but they also x-rayed my left leg. And when they x-rayed it, they came back and asked me, have I injured my leg? And I said, no. They said, have you fallen? I said, no, not at all. Have you broken it? I said, no, not at all. They got the x-rays, and down the side of the leg, on which part it is, I don't know, there's a black line. And they said, did you knock it in the past? I said, well, the only thing I can tell you when I knocked it was, if you like to listen to an old soldier story, is that I got blown up in a tank in Holland, and the explosion was on the left-hand side, and I was crushed to the right inside. And the orthopedic man said, that's it. So I said, well, can you explain to me, please, what it's about? He said, if you get a twig, a piece of wood, and you bend it, he said, you can see the bend ready for breaking, but it doesn't. He said, when it's straightened, it goes back. But he said, it never heals. And he says, and that is the black mark on your leg. He said it was rather interesting. So I understand it's on their charts in there. So it's rather a unique thing just to find out after 50 odd years, you know, that there is a little thing. It's never bothered me. It's never troubled me or anything at all, but it's just a black mark. So
how do you feel now about having served in the Second World War?
Oh, I feel very, very, now how can I describe it? Not fortunate, been able to do it. I dedicated myself to, I mean, I was a soldier, and I did it as a soldier. I mean, when you're in the Coast Guard guys, or any member of the foot regiments up there, you're trained, and I mean, those days in 1942, the training was really, really tough. and they made you into a soldier. You were never allowed to think for yourself. You just obeyed orders. And the discipline was that. So I felt that I did my duty, and that's all about it. Whether I liked it or not, I mean, when I think about it now, the Gaul War, it's just an absolutely waste. It's a terrible waste, and so on. I think one day a year of talking is better than one day of war. And if they could do that. So I can't think of anything else to help you on that score. I just wish that I could have time back to help those two that I left behind.